This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up there, my youpreneurs? How are you all doing? It's Chris here, and this is episode number 123 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it, as always. And today, we are talking Periscope. No, not the weird little things that let you spy on people when you're in the submarine. I'm talking the mobile live video streaming app from Twitter and what it can do for you and your brand and how you can take your business up to the next level using Periscope. I've been using it extensively for the last three or four months or so, and I'm absolutely loving it. Before we get into that, however, I just wanted to say a big hello and a massive shout out to all of our new Youpreneur members who have joined up in the community over the last week or so. It's been a pleasure to welcome you on board, converse with you inside the forums, and it's just amazing to spend so much time with such incredibly inspiring and hardworking entrepreneurs. If you are an entrepreneur that is maybe struggling, if you feel like you've hit a little bit of a plateau with building your business and you need a bit of a boost, I am almost 100% sure that the community is going to be able to help you. So hop over to youpreneur.com, check out the landing page over there, all the bits and pieces, watch the video, check out everything that you get as part of membership. And I'd love to welcome you on board, obviously, if you decide to become a member. And I should say, actually, the price will be going up in just 48 hours from now on October 1. So understand that if you join now, you're grandfathered in at that super low launch price of just $49 a month. Okay, so guys, let's talk about Periscope very seriously. This thing has taken the online marketing world by storm. And here's the thing. I did my first ever scope, and that's what they're called. They're scopes when you go live on Periscope. I did my first ever scope when I was actually in Las Vegas in April. I was speaking there at New Media Expo, and I was doing a few other bits and pieces on that trip in the United States. But as I was whizzing down the Vegas Strip at night one night, I was coming back from a networking event, I opened up the app, I hit that big red broadcast now button, and I just opened up the window and slammed my arm out the door. And I just basically went around Vegas Strip in the back of a taxi for about 5-10 minutes or so. And that was my first ever Periscope. And it wasn't the most value-laden scope that I've done, but it was the beginning of a love affair with an amazing app that has just changed the way that I communicate, not only with my online followers and fans, but also with my customers as well. So what I thought might be quite a nice idea is just to be able to give you a handful of tips should you decide to start utilizing Periscope, and I believe you absolutely should. From a personal branding perspective alone, it's a game changer. And then what I'll do is I'll wrap up the episode with a couple of experiences in regards to what it's done for me and my business in terms of actual results. Okay, so first things first, you've got to download the app, okay, if you want to get going. So I will put a link in the show notes over at chrisducker.com/episode123, okay, so you can go ahead and do that. And whether you're just going to be watching other people's scopes or whether you're going to be actually broadcasting yourself, obviously you'll need the official app to be able to go ahead and do that and get the best possible experience with it. So, tip number one for when you're starting your broadcasts, make sure that the title that you input at the beginning of your scope session, that headline, is an enticing one. And more importantly, it's got to be benefit-driven, okay? It's got to be benefit-driven. Why should I be listening in right now to you? Why should I be watching you right now on Periscope instead of somebody else? Answer that in a very enticing, benefit-driven title or headline. Okay, so that's the first tip. The second tip is to make sure that as you're broadcasting, don't forget there's people watching you. It's a little hard sometimes because all you see is a number at the bottom of the screen in terms of how many people are actually watching you. But bottom line is that you've got to acknowledge and embrace the idea of acknowledging your viewers as well. So ask questions with them, engage with them, crack some jokes with them, and lots of other things like that. So that's the second thing, is to really acknowledge your viewers and take them in to the scope with you. All right. Next is to ask for certain things. Now on Periscope, a bit like Facebook's likes, they have hearts, and viewers that are watching you can tap their iPhone screen, or if they're using Android or whatever, they just tap the screen to give hearts to you. And that hearts is a little bit of sort of a social currency, so to speak, social proof, right? So, you know, it's a big deal to have a lot of hearts on your profile and on your individual broadcast. So don't forget, if you don't ask, you don't get, plain and simple. So ask people to tap the screen if they're enjoying the content. If you're bringing them value, is to, you know, it's very simple. Hey, if you're liking what you're hearing, guys, just go ahead and tap the screen a few times for me. And trust me, they will have no problems doing that if you're giving them value. The other thing is you want them to also to follow you on Periscope, okay, to make sure that they get notifications whenever you go live with your new broadcasts. And lastly, you want to make sure that they share your Periscope broadcast as well. So they can do that by just swiping on the screen and hitting the share button. They can share it not only with their friends and followers on Periscope, but also on Twitter as well, because Twitter owns Periscope as an app. So bottom line is, number four, if you don't ask, you don't get. So just ask. Ask people to help you out. The next one is to be consistent with your scoping schedule. Now, you've got to look at your scopes like, quite frankly, a TV show, okay? Your favorite TV show, you know when it's on. You know what day of the week it's on. You know what time it's on. You know what channel it's on. And you tune in because it's your favorite, plain and simple. Think of your broadcast just like your own cable TV show in a pocket, plain and simple. Right. So you just go ahead and, you know, make sure that whatever schedule you put in place, whether it's a Monday show, a Friday show, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday show, whatever it is, just make sure that you're consistent. OK, I scope every single day, believe it or not, for half an hour at 10 a.m. Philippines time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern time currently, at the time of this recording, every single day, Monday to Friday. So people know they can tune in. They can get me for half an hour every single day. Sometimes I actually prepare some content and help train and coach people. And from time to time, I'll just do some Q&A or ask me anything session, whatever the case may be. All right. So that's, you know, that's the next tip, is just be consistent. And here is the golden nugget, guys. This is the golden nugget. All right. Tip number five is to watch back your replays. So when you're done recording a broadcast on Periscope, your replay is automatically available for 24 hours on the app. So that means that if anybody didn't catch it live, they can come back at any time in the next 24 hours and watch it on the recorded. And they can still tap the screen and give you hearts and all that stuff as well. But for us broadcasters, it's absolutely paramount to watch back our own broadcasts, because we can see what we do well, what we don't do well. We can see where we stumble. We can see where we can miss comments, because people can comment and the comments will float up on the screen as you're broadcasting. You know, these are the really important things. This is the interaction that you're doing with your audience on Periscope. Incredibly important to know how you're actually looking when you're, you know, when you're physically broadcasting, right? So go back and watch your replays regularly, maybe not every single time, but regularly, to learn from and critique your own broadcasts. So that sort of wraps up my handful of tips to using Periscope. And I want to tell you exactly the benefits as to why you should be looking at it, and some of the results that I've had personally from using Periscope regularly over the last few months. So first and foremost is that I have found new tribe members directly from Periscope, people that I've never been in touch with before ever. And I've been very active online with blogging and podcasting and videos and speaking at live events and all the rest of it. I've been on hundreds of other people's podcasts, but I was still able to find people that have never heard of me before directly on Periscope. And that happens every single time that I broadcast. Every single time. So that's the first reason why you should get on there, and the benefits involved is just to, you know, continue to grow your network and your community. The other reason why is because even though there's no actual call to action buttons that you know, that sort of pop up on the screen, anything like that, it's a great way to be able to look people in the eyes virtually, a bit obviously, but and say to them very clearly, if you like this content, hop over to chrisducker.com and hop on my mailing list. I'd love for you to be able to see what I'm up to on the inside of my blog, on the inside of youpreneur.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, Periscope has been very useful in growing the launch list for Youpreneur when we launched not so long ago as well. So that's, you know, there's the second benefit, getting people away from Periscope, back onto your hub. And we talk about this in regards to getting the same sort of things happening when people are on your blog, or rather on your podcast. You want to get them back to your blog as well, right? So that's the second thing, is to get people away from that format or and that platform back onto your own hub and onto your email list. And lastly, you know, one of the questions I've been getting asked a lot in regards to Periscope, and obviously this isn't the first time you're hearing about it, because you heard Alex Pettit back in episode 117 as a number one Periscoper in the UK and Europe talking about all the benefits of getting involved in it. But one thing I can tell you right now is I have made money. I get asked that question all the time. Can you make money directly from Periscope? Yes, I can easily. I can actually directly attribute 4 attendee signups for Tropical Think Tank for next year at $4,200 a pop. Okay, that's over $16,000 right there in sales over the last few months of people that have signed up directly from Periscope for Tropical Think Tank. I can say right now, as I've scoped on the subject of virtual staff and outsourcing, people have, you know, definitely picked up my book. My Amazon reviews have gone up because of that as a result. And not only that, but they've also signed up for Virtual Staff Finder, which, if you don't know, is my VA matchmaking recruitment company. So bottom line is, can you make money on Periscope? Yes, you can. It's just another way to be able to create content, engage with your customers, and provide solutions to people's problems. And that, my friends, is how you build a business you can truly be proud of in the 21st century. So make sure you check out Periscope, and make sure, obviously, when you download the app, that you follow me at Chris Ducker on the app. I'd love to be able to hang out with you on my show, which is called #DuckerScope. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I very much appreciate it, as always. You know I do. And, you know, I will be back at you again on Friday. We've got a great interview coming up with a gentleman under the name of Mark Costas from Six Figure Side Gig Podcast. And he's going to be talking about how he went from burned out corporate slave, even running his own business as a corporate slave, into working on a side hustle, which now makes him millions of dollars every single year. It's going to be a great conversation, and I can't wait to unveil that coming up this Friday. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and I'll see you soon.
It's the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers,
is something that excites you.
Then visit youpreneur.com
for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.